This is Jody Apple.
On January 18, 1982, four planes, part of the Air Force flying team, the Thunderbirds, crashed at Indian Springs Auxiliary Air Base in Nevada. All four planes crashed at the same time, killing all four pilots. What caused that crash? Technically, the investigation found that there was insufficient back pressure on the control stick of Thunderbird No. 1, that was the lead plane, during their maneuvers. Because of the intricate nature of their flying patterns, the mechanical failure in the lead plane caused it and the three other planes flying in formation with it to crash. Our study this week focuses on the principles found in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. In this week's study, we examine on Sunday, follow the leader, principles and patterns in 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. On Monday, the God-Christ pattern. On Tuesday, the Christ-Apostles pattern. On Wednesday, the Paul-Timothy pattern. On Thursday, the Timothy to faithful men pattern. And on Friday, the faithful men to others pattern. Today's thoughts focus on that weekly theme and center on the apostles to their disciples or the Paul to Timothy pattern. Let's think about that pattern for a moment. The first two principles are these: God taught Christ and Christ taught the apostles. The third principle, the apostles taught the next generation of students, followers, disciples. What did the apostles teach them? They taught the next generation of students and disciples just what Jesus taught them. And Christ taught them, that is, the apostles, what His Heavenly Father revealed to Him. There is no change in teaching from God to Christ, or from Christ to the apostles, or from the apostles to the next generation. How do we know that? Consider these passages. With regard to the apostles generally, read Acts 2, verses 40 and following. What does it say? And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Acts chapter 2 records only a portion of Peter's Pentecost message. We know that from what verse 40 says, and nothing from any of the other apostles. The first verses in the chapter tell us that the Spirit fell on all of the apostles, verses 1 and following, and that Peter, when he stood up to speak, stood up with the 11, verse 14. But we have no divine record of anything that the 11 might have said on that occasion. Verse 42, however, indicates that the new Christians, those who were immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, Acts 2:38, followed the apostles' doctrine. It was not Peter's doctrine alone. This indicates that the teaching that occurred that day involved the apostles, plural, generally, and may be a positive indication that the other apostles spoke on that occasion as well. Consider Paul's teaching specifically in Acts chapter 20, verses 18 and following, and also verse 27. And when they had come to him, he said to them, you know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you, and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Here is one more way that we can compare the teaching of the apostles with that of the Christ, by comparing the Great Commission that Jesus gave to the apostles with the message that they later proclaimed. To do this, we will use two charts. The first chart, labeled the Great Commission, graphically depicts several New Testament passages that contain what we call the Great Commission. Those accounts are found in Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and Acts 1. The second chart named Obeying the Great Commission, Cases of Conversion in Acts and the Epistles, depicts numerous passages in the book of Acts and several in the epistles as well, where the gospel was preached by the apostles or by someone that they taught. Both of those charts are freely available as part of this week's manuscript. Go to our site, internationalgospelhour.com, to download them. If you are listening to this broadcast during the week that the programs initially aired, that would be the week of October 11th through 16th, 2015, then you will find them linked on the main page of the site. If you are listening at a date after that, you will find them archived under the media/audio tab on the front page. Scroll down to the date, that's October 11th and following 2015, or the title, Follow the Leader, and you will see all links to download all of the audio and transcript files. Here are the passages from the Great Commission chart that we will explore. The first one, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. In the second passage, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, we read this, And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Passage number 3, Luke 24, verses 44 through 49. Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The next passage, in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, we read this, The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive, after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, let's compare these Great Commission passages with what we read in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47. We are including the text of Acts chapter 2 in our transcript, but time restrictions today will only allow us to highlight the following. From Acts chapter 2, we observe this. The apostles were present. In the entirety of the chapter, starting in verse 1 through verse 47, we see that repeatedly mentioned. Note also that the Great Commission was initially given to the apostles in the passages that we cited. Furthermore, we note that Jews from every nation under heaven were present. Chapter 2, verses 5 and following. The Great Commission was to go to the whole world, to all the people in that world, starting in Jerusalem, according to Luke 24 and Acts 1. The entire chapter, verses 1 through 47, tells us that the kingdom of heaven was proclaimed. The message was first proclaimed in the city of Jerusalem, chapter 2, verses 5 and following, in fulfillment of what we saw in Luke 24, verses 44 and following, and Acts, chapter 1, the first 8 verses. The message that began on that day started when the promise of the Father, the coming of the Spirit, came. Chapter 2, verses 4 and following tell us about that. The Spirit gave the gift of languages to the apostles in that context. In chapter 2, verses 17 and following, the Spirit came in fulfillment of what Joel prophesied in chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. In verses 33 and following of Acts 2, Peter stated that the Father's promise of the coming Spirit was received on that day. In chapter 2, verse 38 and following of Acts, the promise of the Spirit was given to those who repented and were baptized for the remission of their sins. The salvation redemption message that Christ promised in the Great Commission passages would include faith, repentance, and baptism, all of which are found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47. The kingdom that John said was at hand, Matthew 3, verses 1 and following, that Jesus said was at hand, Matthew 4, verse 17 and following, that Jesus said was only days away in the first few verses of Acts chapter 1, that's verses 1 through 8, came into existence on the day of Pentecost. The church, that is, the body of the saved, was no longer future, but present. Jesus foretold its founding in Matthew 16, verses 13 and following, especially verse 18, and Acts chapter 2, verse 47, tells us that it had real-time existence starting on the day of Pentecost. In conclusion, what the Lord commanded the apostles to preach in the Great Commission passages of Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and Acts chapter 1 was fulfilled in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost following his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. What God revealed to Christ, Christ revealed to the apostles, and the apostles began to spread that same message starting in Acts 2. Thank you so much for listening today.